from that point onwards, I suppose another turning point in the history and the tale of, in particular, the great white sharks is that the Jaws series of movies come out, and the cinematographers came over to Port Lincoln to try and capture some real-life footage of that. That was a turning point for the director of that movie, because then he turned around and followed a very similar path to yourself, where he said, hang on, we shouldn't be trying to wipe these creatures off the planet. We should actually try to understand them a bit better.
Yeah. Peter Benchley, when he wrote the book Jaws, and we've made many different films and documentaries with him, now with National Geographic over the years, he said that he had absolutely no idea when he wrote the book Jaws that it was going to hit this psychological nerve inside of people that they... And I discussed him at great length with him. What we did find out is that the Jaws movie sort of was a thing that people found out. They found out that people have this incredible fear of being eaten alive. Now, in most countries, they've now got where there were predators, major land predators. They've got the lions, the tigers, the bears, all of the predators under control. And the great white or the large sharks are probably the last major predator that man hasn't got under control. We think that we've got everything else and can put everything else behind bars on national parks or somewhere, but the shark is the last predator that we haven't got totally behind bars yet.